Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together as we think about Father, our Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father, I appreciate You. Heavenly Father, I appreciate You. I love You, adore You, I bow down before You. Heavenly Father, I appreciate You.
Son of God, what a wonder You are. Son of God,
Heavenly Father, I appreciate You.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Heavenly Father, we adore thee. Oh, the wonder of your ways. We proclaim the fact that you are our matchless Father, now and throughout all eternity, because of your infinite love and grace. We praise you for what you have done by making a way for us to know you and to enjoy a relationship with you for all eternity. Now, Father, we continue to worship you through your word and in song.
While the storms rage all around your head, your soul is safe from earthly harm. I embrace your invitation. I've no need to walk alone. My spirit It's not hard to recognize you, that voice sweet to my ears, calls me to a place so long ago, long before this world of tears. Your arms were strong to hold me from before the dawn of time. I've always known you Restore me, I cry all day.
Thank you for joining us for this call to worship. As we're meditating on the spiritual reality of our Heavenly Father, truly it's best to wait on Him. He knows what's best for us. His timing is perfect. And most importantly, He loves us with an everlasting love that only a father can. And He's faithful. Rest in Him and just wait. The best is yet to come from our Father. Thank you for listening today. A special thank you to those of you who have written to us, and some of you have sent a message to us directly from our website. Many of you have stopped by and liked our Facebook page and even left comments there. We sincerely appreciate your faithful prayer support and donations to this ministry. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're also able to make a contribution safely and securely on our website at www.calltoworship.us. That website address is calltoworship.us. Thank you.
How deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond all measure. That he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss. The Father turned his face away. As wounds which mother chose in one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon a cross. My sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything. No gifts, no power, no wisdom. But I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer. But this I know with all my heart. His wounds have paid my ransom. How deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond all measure. That he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. His wounds have paid my ransom.
This is your call to worship.
Of the Spirit. shines in all that's fair. In rustling grass I hear him pass. He speaks to me everywhere.
Somehow feel his pain. answer to the call that he would hold me and mold me into the image of the one who sacrificed his all. When I cannot see his purpose, when I don't know what to pray, in my crisis of belief, help me find the way. Take me and make me a servant who will answer to
through God's amazing grace and through a process, for lack of a better term, we call a spiritual adoption, God becomes our Heavenly Father. For this hour of Call to Worship, we're meditating on the reality of that fact and what it means to you and I that God is our Heavenly Father, our Father in heaven. Just think about this. The eternal God, the God that created the heavens, the earth, and all that is, the eternal God who was and is to come, the omnipotent, omniscient God, is our Heavenly Father. Let's listen to God's Word, the Holy Scriptures, as they describe our Heavenly Father and the relationship He has had with His people through the centuries. From 1 Chronicles 29, "Wherefore David blessed the Lord before the congregation, and David said, Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Isaiah 63, Doubtless thou art our Father, though Abraham be ignorant of us, and Israel acknowledge us not. Thou, O Lord, art our Father, our Redeemer. Thy name is from everlasting." Isaiah 64, verse 8, "But now, O Lord, thou art our Father. We are the clay, and thou art our potter. And we all are the work of thy hands." Jesus Christ himself said in John 14, 28, "My Father is greater than I." John 3, "The Father loves the Son and has given all things into His hand." John 14, "The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works." John 14, 31, "As the Father gave me commandment, so I do." Luke 11, "When you pray, say, Our Father in heaven." John 20, "My Father and your Father." John 14, verses 8 through 10, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me?" And John 10:30, "I and my Father are one." John 15, "As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These words from the Apostle Paul found in his letter to Romans, chapter 1, verse 7. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the Apostle Paul opened both of his letters to the church in Corinth with this greeting, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. And in Ephesians and Philippians, Ephesians 1:2, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 1:2, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 3, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 2, grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Philemon 1:3, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. You'd think that Paul thought it was pretty important that we understand God, our Father. The word Abba is an intimate reference to Father. We find that in Jesus' words in Mark 14:36, Abba, Father, he cried out, everything is possible for you. Please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet, I want your will to be done, not mine. And because of the adoption of us as his children, we can refer to him as our Abba, Father. Romans 8, so you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's Spirit when he adopted you as his own children. Now we call him Abba, Father. Galatians 4:6, and because we are his children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, Abba, Father. Galatians 1:4-5, Jesus gave his life for our sins, just as God our Father planned in order to rescue us from this evil world in which we live. All glory to God forever and ever. Amen. And finally, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 13, may he, as a result, make your hearts strong, blameless, and holy as you stand before God our Father when our Lord Jesus comes again with all his holy people. Amen.
Father in heaven, we honor your name. and all the world you created, you caused to be. All things that breathe, you are our maker. Holy is your name.
Our call to worship topic this hour has been Our Father in Heaven. Thank you for joining us today. I pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you would invest a moment to invite your friends to listen in. Thank you for your letters and your financial support. It keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page and, of course, to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. You can also listen to programs there and find other valuable information, including a list of songs that you hear on our programs. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never, ever end.